questions about himself. You've had a chance to read through his mini-bio, but I want to ask a little more, Vinod, about this conversion that you had from Jainism to full-blooded faith in Christ. I mean, as a Jain, you wouldn't have been eating many of this food that we ate this evening. You wouldn't step on an ant. Tell us about what it was about the Sermon on the Mount and how that all happened.
My family is a very Orthodox Jain, and so I grew up not eating onions, garlic, eggs, meat, chicken, and several other things. Of course, that doesn't really interfere with anybody's health, because my great-grandfather was 110. Grandfather was also about 100, and my father is about 88. But I grew up a Jain, and then we grew up on a diet of Mahatma Gandhi. And because Mahatma Gandhi was born in Porbandar, which is a port town in Gujarat, and his family used to live just a few streets away from our family, and we knew each other, I believe, so my great-grandfather says. Gandhi is supposed to have come to our home when he walked down to South India. And so there were these connections. And so I read many of his books, and if you know, and if you have read him, you will know that he is recommended reading the Sermon on the Mount. In fact, if you go to Durban in South Africa, there is the Gandhi Museum. And at the Gandhi Museum, there's a statue of Gandhi reading the Sermon on the Mount. And so I went to the university in Loyola College. And in Loyola College, I befriended a priest called Father Pinto. He used to play tennis, and I used to play with him. I used to play badly, but he used to play with me anyway. And we became friends, and one day I asked him, Father, what is this book called, The Sermon on the Mount? Do you have that? And so he sent me a New Testament with the Sermon on the Mount marked on it. And when I read it, I was fascinated, and I was sort of subclinically converted. But I was still flirting with religion. I had no desire to really become a Christian at that point. Later on, when I joined Christian Medical College, I attended some of these gospel meetings where I was properly introduced to Christ, and where I sort of decided to follow Christ.
Okay, that's a wonderful story. Some clinical conversion, I think that's a new one for the... Perhaps you can take that on, Paul. I think we have a make sure we get somebody writing about some clinical conversion. Anyway, there's a lot to jump on, but I want to ask you about things that you were doing which have links with Prime, and in particular, I think you came here to Melbourne, but also you've been exploring distance education. And tell us a little bit about that.
I studied in Christian Medical College Bella, and then I was in North India for many years. But about 9 years ago, I rejoined Christian Medical College and started the Department of Distance Education and Telemedicine and E-Learning. And one of the courses I wanted to start was family medicine, to be able to make an impact on the quality of GPs in India. There are 250,000 GPs in India. And so, initially there were some difficulties, but little by little these difficulties were overcome, and the program began to succeed. And then I was invited through Avan Lewis here, who engineered a brokered a deal, and I was invited by the Royal College to come and study some GP training methods here. And so I had an opportunity to study that, which I was able to, some of them I was able to use going back to India. And what we do is we have distance education programs, it's called blended learning, and then we have contact programs. And during the contact programs, we invite GPs and family physicians who are able to teach the Indian GPs, both government and the private sector. And this is a wonderful opportunity for mission. And Prime has been doing that. They've been coming regularly every year, two times a year, and visiting a particular hospital, staying there for 10 days, and they have an opportunity to get to know a group in at some individual level, because there is time, you know, in between the training programs and a little before and a little afterwards.
Thank you. Those of you who want to take that on further, you will need to go and talk to Vinod later. Now, as the CEO of the ICMDA, you're looking at a whole lot of countries, you're responsible for encouraging growth amongst Christian doctors and dentists around the world, and you want particularly, I think, tonight to talk a little bit about Sudan, is that right?
I thought I'd just mention this opportunity we have in South Sudan, because that's something that it is possible for the CMDFA to get involved at some stage. The story is that South Sudan got independence on the 9th of July, and they have the highest infant mortality in the world as well as the highest maternal mortality. They don't have a functioning medical school. They don't have a functioning dental school. Most of Sudan is like this. And then I just went up to meet the health minister. This is the health minister. And we signed a contract for training clinical officers in South Sudan. That's our chairman, Dr. Kevin. And he asked us to go to this town of Bo on the Nile River Basin and establish an Institute of Health Sciences. And that's the health minister of the Jonglei state, the state health minister, who's a devout Christian. And she gave us a sort of full support. This is where Bo is. This is a point. This is where Bor is, and this is the hospital where they will be trained, and this is their hostel facilities. Okay, so, and we've got some funding. We've been promised about 1.5 million for a start, and this is, we have got people to help as resource people. For the first year is not difficult because they have very basic sciences and stuff. But later on, we would need people who have a sense of calling and stuff like that, who can come and be teachers or trainers at least for a year. So that's the challenge.
Great. Thank you very much, Vinod. We look forward to hearing more from you later.